Customers of Wisconsin's four biggest electric companies will be getting refunds this fall. It's all because energy prices last year wound up being lower than projected. More than $25 million will go back to ratepayers, with those in Madison, in the Madison area, getting the most cash back. This marks the second straight year most customers in the state have gotten refunds. Chris Hubick is an energy and environmental reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. Chris, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the key word here is most, not all, but most utility customers will be getting a refund. Which power companies are issuing them?
So Madison Gas and Electric and Alliance in the Madison area, and then Xcel Energy in the western part of the state, and Wisconsin Public Service up around Green Bay. We Energy, which is the largest utility, did a better job, I guess, of projecting their costs, so their customers won't get a refund. And this provision only applies to the five large investor-owned utilities.
And how much money might the average customer expect to get?
It depends on who your utility is. For Madison Gas and Electric, an average household might see about $20. So we're not, not going to break the bank, but might fund a couple extra cups of coffee. For others, it might be as little as $3, or somewhere in between.
And when are these refunds expected to be issued?
September and October. It varies from utility to utility.
And so how did this happen? This is, as we said, the second year in a row. How did the utilities overcharge their customers?
So when electricity rates are set, usually every 2 years, and there's two main components. One is the power plants and the power lines and all that infrastructure, all those costs that have to be covered. The other is the cost to produce the electricity, which usually traditionally has been fuel. So because we're setting rates in advance, we can predict what those costs might be based on previous years. But, you never know exactly how much fuel you're going to burn or exactly what it's going to cost. And so there's a mechanism built in to the law that says it gives the utilities a 2% cushion. But if the actual costs fall outside of that, either above or below, then there's a reconciliation. So in this case, their actual costs were less, and so they're giving the money back.
And what conditions or events can affect whether power rates go up or go down?
In this case, a lot of this happens because of either the addition, in case of Madison Gas and Electric, for example, they brought on a new wind farm. And even though they knew that they had been planning on this, when they set the rates, they basically budgeted in the event that it wouldn't be available. And then it was, and so that cut their fuel costs. For some of the other ones, it may be that they had an opportunity to sell more electricity into the market, which offset some of their costs.
Are there factors like the amount of green energy or where the sources are that we're getting our energy from that can affect prices as well?
Yeah, well, certainly, with green energy, wind and increasingly solar, there's no fuel cost. So while those costs, those fixed costs of putting up the wind turbines or the solar panels get factored into the rates on one side, then on the reverse side, there's no fuel costs. And so that's what we saw with Madison Gas and Electric, realizing those savings from their wind farm. And we're likely to see more of that. Alliant customers should see some of that next year with one of their new wind farms coming online.
We're talking with Chris Hubick right now. He's an energy and environmental reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. We're talking about the fact that $25 million will be going back to ratepayers for rebates for overcharging of energy prices. Those in the Madison area will be getting the most cash back. And Chris, how do the electric rates in Wisconsin compare to those in other states, especially maybe those, that are neighboring states?
Yeah, not terribly well. Wisconsin gets knocked a lot for having generally the second highest rates in the Midwest. Particularly retail customers were paying around $14.35 per kilowatt hour. Michigan is the only Midwestern state that's higher. Although we're not nearly as bad off as some of the East and West Coast states or Hawaii and Alaska, where prices are in the 20s and even close to Hawaii place close to $0.30 per kilowatt hour.
And what leads to Wisconsin having higher than average rates in the area?
There's a lot of factors, but a lot of it has to do with big investment that utilities were making in the late 90s and 2000s when energy electricity use in particular was growing year over year, and they planned for continued growth, and some of that growth didn't materialize, especially after the recession. There was a slight rebound, and then use has pretty much been flat since. But we're still paying for some of those assets.
So my understanding is that these companies are bound by state law to issue the refunds instead of just, you know, keeping it as a profit. What is that mechanism that makes them have to give these refunds?
They're regulated monopolies. So we have this arrangement where in exchange for that, they don't have any competition. You can't shop around for a different power company. But the trade-off is that they give, the state gets to determine what is a fair and reasonable rate. And so it's this dance each year where the utilities come in and explain their, you know, these are the expenses that they have to provide reliable service to all their customers, and then it's up to state regulators, who are appointed by the governor, to look at that and decide if indeed if those rates seem fair and just, and then they set those. And that, you know, as part of that, there is that element of trying to predict the future, and sometimes they're a little off, and that's where we get these adjustments.
So, Chris, the refunds this year will total about $25 million. That seems like a really big amount of money. But last year, the utilities gave back $129 million. What happened then that the estimate was so far off?
So last year's refunds were a slightly different thing. That was a result of the tax reform bill that Congress passed in the final days of 2017. And that lowered the corporate tax rate from 35% to 22%, I believe, which meant that these for-profit companies saw their tax burdens drop significantly. So that's where I think the estimated savings across all the for-profit utilities was close to $200 million. So regulators ordered them to give back about $129 million of that. Some of the rest got applied to some to pay down some debt, and there were some other accounting measures that ate up some of the rest of that 200. But that was an unanticipated windfall for the utilities, and so then that went back to the customers.
And Chris, when utilities want to raise prices, they have to ask permission from the Public Service Commission, I believe. Does it have an impact on their future requests when they have had a hard time not overcharging their customers for a few years running?
I think certainly if they don't have a great track record, or, you know, if they have a record maybe of over underestimating, that might affect the degree of scrutiny they get from the regulators. But, you know, really it's a pretty prescripted process each year, or every 2 years usually, that they go through to apply for a new rate case. And increasingly they're using a new tool that the legislature passed a couple of years ago, which allows them to sort of meet with interested parties, consumer groups, and kind of hash a lot of this out beforehand instead of fighting it all out in sort of the courts, and then present the commission with a settlement.
And we'll leave it there. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Chris Hubick is an energy and environmental reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. We talked with him about refunds that utility customers in Wisconsin are scheduled to receive this fall due to lower than expected energy prices than what people were charged.